This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. D Doug, J Jennifer, V Victoria, and then there's C for Kara. We're here to go through the complexities of life to make them simple for you, because we're all basically simple thinkers. Maybe that didn't come out the right way, but we try to take things that are complex and make them simple. One of the things that is trending this week, a focus on student loans yet again, because there's so much money tied up, so many people owe so much money. $100 billion a year market. That's what it is. If you didn't realize that, those of you who don't have children in college or you haven't borrowed money to go to school, the student loan industry is $100 billion a year. And it is run by the government, and it is a mess. So the big bankers have gotten together. I'm sure it's going to be a lot better with them running it. What has happened is the banks have basically said, no, you can't borrow money from us because there's no asset protection here. It's not like a credit card where you know, the interest rates are crazy. But in this circumstance, the government, instead of getting involved in running it, ought to guarantee the loans, like kind of an SBA sort of thing. That's the way I would look at it if they were going to try to clean it up. But the fact that they control it, and I still am helping my children pay off their loans. And it's really, it's disgusting how much interest there is to be paid, how long it takes to pay these things down. I think all of you have cleared up here.
Yeah, I'm fortunate I don't have any student loans, but there have been a lot of cases, too, where the student has passed away, and then that debt gets passed on to the parents. And
family,
the whole thing is just such a mess. Yeah. I think it's just a racket. Well,
the banks are trying to, I'm not sure they want to clean it up. They just want a piece of it because it's so big. I think that may be more of the motivation than anything else here, as it looks to be ironed out a little bit. There are hearings this week going on in Washington. Also, Jennifer, these tariffs and whether people want to go along with them or not, it seems that there is more now information on how it actually will affect what the new tariffs are on. Is it steel? Is it aluminum? Is it food? Are there other things? There are particular countries that we're setting aside. How is this thing shaking out?
Well, the tariff, what they're expected to announce this today at the White House, President Trump is expected to issue a formal order that would impose tariffs on imported steel and imported aluminum. And the plan would be what he talked about last Friday, which is 25% on steel, 10% on imported aluminum. The reason he's doing this is because he ran as a candidate. He ran to protect the American worker, and he said just a couple of days ago that he thinks a huge part of why he was elected, and we know this to be true, are these blue-collar workers in these states like Pennsylvania and in Ohio, where they are getting their loose jobs, and they're looking to him to try to protect American employment, basically. And so he thinks that he owes a lot of his election to the steel workers of the United States, and that's why you see these 25% tariffs on imported steel, 10% on aluminum. Now, a lot of people are disagreeing. This is a pretty liberal concept. So Democrats tend to like this type of tariff on goods and services. In fact, he's actually found more support, I think, from Democrats on this than he has from people in his own party. Republicans tend to be more free market, free trade. And so he is not finding a lot of support. Even Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, was saying, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out a way to get along with this, but I don't know if I support it. Now, he did say that he's going to carve Mexico and Canada out of this because they're right now in the process of renegotiating NAFTA. So as long as those negotiations continue, he said that he will provide exemptions for them. He also had the Prime Minister of Sweden at the White House this week, and they talked about the European Union and the fact that the European Union does not want to see these tariffs implemented. And Trump said, look, I'm willing to talk. If you offer more protections to American products that are going into your country, then and we'll do the same for you, and he'll carve out these deals. I really think this is about a negotiation tactic, and it's about putting the screws to China without actually having to put the screws to China, and that is to help encourage what's going on right now. And that's
smart enough to figure that out, Jennifer. I've watched a few stories. I was looking at some stuff yesterday as I sat in the airport. And it was, you know, they are all on the surface of this. Nobody's digging into it to find out what the real story is. So you've done that.
I always try to think about people's motivation and timing. And for me, this seems odd that the timing would come out just as Kim Jong-un starting to think about sitting down for talks with the United States, and President Xi in China is so integral in all of that. So this could be a way to smile at President Xi while kind of putting the screws to the economy to try to get his help and force his hand in that situation.
But the Republicans don't seem to like this. You said the Democrats like
Republicans. No, Republicans don't. I don't even know how I feel about this. In one way, in my heart, I support what the president's doing because I want to support American workers. But what I don't want to see happen is this trade war kind of explode with different countries around the world that would increase the price of products for us here in the country, because we've had a positive shift in our economy since Trump was elected. The markets are all doing very well. You have the tax reform bill, whether you like it or not, has returned money to the American worker, and that would essentially disappear if people are paying more for goods and services. So I'm not sure exactly how I feel. I understand why he's doing this, but I guess in theory I'm not a tariff person. But that's why you saw Gary Cohn resign, the chief White House economic advisor, resign this week, because he is a free trade, self-identified globalist who does not fall into line with the thinking of Wilbur Ross and Donald Trump right now.
He's a Goldman Sachs guy, and this stuff is good for
them. He's a Goldman Sachs guy.
So that's what he's thinking about. That's the way that works. I thought it was interesting that there still is an exclusion for Canada and Mexico in most of this stuff.
That's because of NAFTA.
Yeah, right.
They are trying to save that deal.
Here's a question. I would like you to tell me what you think Pete's Coffee has, Panera Bread, Krispy Kreme, Dr. Pepper. What do they all have in common? Anybody want to take a guess? They're all delicious.
Pretty yummy.
Yummy. Okay.
Do they have the same parent company?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Good for you.
Smart.
It's like, what's my line? Yes. They are all owned by a secretive European company that made chemicals for the Nazis in the 1930s and 40s, and they have also more of late been making industrial chemicals for swimming pools. So what they have to do with Pete's Coffee, Panera Bread, Krispy Kreme donuts, and Dr. Pepper is an interesting sort of insight.
Those
own
are all
a bunch
big
of coffee
brands with millennials. That's a smart purchase. If you're going to Pete's Coffee, is on the map because of millennials. And Panera has definitely, I'm obsessed with Panera. I love it. And Dr. Pepper, it's bizarre, and I don't drink soda, but Dr. Pepper is like one of the most popular millennial brands of soda. So it's interesting. They have somebody who's very smart and who has picked those specific brands as assets.
I think I'm wondering, well, because of its heritage and history in Germany, but more now to the point of, do you know who really owns a lot of these companies in America? We tend to think of these companies as American brands because they're all over America, but they aren't necessarily. There are certain industries like the radio, television, broadcasting industry in which Europeans or any foreign interest can't get in. But most other businesses, Burger King is owned by a European company. I look around trucking companies. The school bus company, First Student, owned by an English company. There's Greyhound is owned by that outfit. There are so many other entities from other countries around the world. And I just think the only reason I bring it up is sort of as an awareness thing. Do you know or do you care who owns companies like this? Does it make a difference? Is it good because America's open for business? Or would it be better to have these companies controlled by American interests because they're all over America? Is there a feeling about that one way or another? Or if they're well managed, what difference does it make what country they come from? name those chicken.
Well, they all started out as American brands. Pete's
Coffee.
Yeah,
they get bought up.
Where that came from, Seattle maybe or something. But yeah, so they're obviously, they're all American companies that were started, and that they're so successful that other European companies want to come in and buy them. So I think that speaks for American ingenuity.
What's there about Seattle and coffee? Why do so many coffee companies start? That's where Starbucks started. And there's another company, another coffee company that started up there. What is there about Seattle?
It's cold.
And
they
coffee.
Want something hot.
It's very depressing there, so they have to just
this
keep
time of year especially.
They have to stay caffeinated to keep going, get through the day, I guess.
Maybe that's what it is. All right, well, food for thought, pardon the pun. 16 after the hour, DJ V Show. Here's a way for you to put your talent to work. Are you talented? Do you know you're talented? Do you feel talented? Do you have the right stuff? Businesses are looking for people with the right stuff all the time, and business is good right now, and there's a huge stack of resumes that you may be going through to find the perfect hire. Why would you do that when you have the ability to go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free the first time around? So you need something that's really special. You need a person that'll keep the business moving. You want an inspired candidate. So looking for a job, wanting a good employee, either of those two would be good reasons to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their facilities first time around. Just see how well it works. Use it free at DJV. No, wait a minute. Let's try it. That's a backwards way of getting into it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. How about that?
In today's automotive news, Volvo have built a small SUV that's ready to conquer the city. The XC40 is the smallest SUV offered by the Swedish car company. It has a powerful turbo and a well-designed interior and exterior. This new little Volvo breaks the mold from its older, larger siblings, giving you customizable options, including white mirror caps and a white roof. Two different engine tunings are available. Every XC40 comes to the market with Volvo's legendary safety systems. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14 while supplies last. See store for details.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people. Every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Boom. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Kara, and Victoria, and everybody is here. We're having a great time today keeping you up with what's going on. One of the things people are talking about is that, well, a couple of things from Fox. First of all, Sean Hannity was told by Jorge Ramos that he didn't tell the truth. Well, why is that making a headline? What do you think that guy's going to tell you? You think that Jorge is going to be a supporter of Sean Hannity? He had him on his program, and then he said, "You don't tell the truth, Sean." Really? And that's supposed to mean something from you? I don't think that. It's interesting how the negative Nellies in the news media want to grab onto that, take a shot at Sean for, you know.
They just love watching these two guys fight. They have some good brawls.
Like a wrestling match, yeah.
It kind of is. When he goes on the show, and I think, you know, kudos to Sean for inviting him, and kudos to Jorge Ramos for coming on, because the two of them just go out.
You know what I noticed? Sean's getting really gray. When I saw him a few months ago, he really looked gray. His face and he's got a great head of hair, great Irish look to him. But when he was a kid, when he got started, I'm having flashbacks. I know, yeah. All right, Fox also says it wants to cut commercial time. Many of the networks are doing this. NBC announced last week they're going to cut a minute off of their commercial time per hour to put more value into the spots, because they now claim to be America's number one network, and I think they do have a lot of the good shows. They've kind of pushed the CBS aside a bit. And now they want to cut some, Fox says they're going to cut 2 minutes out of advertising per hour. Right now, I believe they have 14 minutes. Correct me if I'm wrong. The standard used to be 11 and a half minutes. Then it crept up to 12, and then 13, then 14. Some even have 15 minutes an hour. Come on. All right, so they feel that this will add more value to their channels. And I suppose maybe it might under the circumstances, but I mean, we all do the same thing when the commercials come on. Last night when I was watching Designated Survivor, as soon as the commercials come on, I went over to watch Chicago PD and back and forth and back and forth. So 25 past the hour music time, the Cranberries are going to release the final album they have with Dolores O'Riordan. She died, you may remember, and they had some recorded tracks for a final album before she passed away. The material is going to see the light of day next year, early in the year, it would seem. 3 days before her death, she spoke with guitarist Noel Hogan about their upcoming studio album, an album that would have been the Cranberries' first in 6 years. And apparently, she emailed him a number of new tracks. They revealed in a statement that a new album had been in the works since last year, vocals already recorded by Dolores O'Riordan. So in addition to the 25th anniversary of their debut album, everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? That's on the horizon. The Cranberries have announced they're going to release a commemorative version of that album featuring some new remastered tracks and unreleased material. Is this grasping for the last bit of money they can squeeze out of their collaboration, or is this really something that's going to be good?
I think it's going to... For whatever reason, anytime someone dies, and we've unfortunately lost a lot of great musical artists in the last couple of years, their sales just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So this would happen either way. So putting out a remastered version of that album, which had so many hits on it, I think that just makes sense.
Smart business.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Just checking, Victoria. You know me. I want to be on the up and up here. ACM performers have been announced. Academy of Country Music Awards, 53rd annual. Let's see who's going to be on this. Well, Jason Aldean is a nominee. So is Kelsey Ballerini and Dierks Bentley. Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett all take the stage in Las Vegas on the 15th of next month. So BB Rexha. I don't know who's that, Jennifer.
I don't know.
She's going to do a duo with a Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, she has a really big hit with him right now. That's like on all the top 40 and country stations. She's a pop singer, and Florida Georgia Line likes to collaborate with all of them.
Good. All right. Reba McEntire will be the host. That'll be cool.
Sanders. You know, she's Colonel Sanders now.
I know she is. So one of the ads yesterday looked kind of silly. 28 after the hour.
That's weird.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Welcome back into our overview of what's going on today from a very unique perspective. Unique because the ladies that are on with me, I guess I have a unique perspective too. Jennifer Horn certainly does. Victoria Keelan does. Kara Schillen, happy to have you all along as we work our way through a number of things. People in the news, Michael B. Jordan's production company has adopted the inclusion rider on all of its projects. Now, this is a smaller company for sure. He's a younger actor, but he's gained notoriety, so he's putting together projects. He does have employees, and he's saying for his purposes when he works on a movie and when he hires people, his company and he will insist on that inclusion rider. So is this going to have a... is this the effect from the other night when... What's-her-face said, okay, inclusion cut. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Francis McDormand was at the end, inclusion, and then everybody said, what's that all about? So is this, are we going to see much more of this? What do we think?
I think so. I think it's great. Why not? In the age of, if we're going to get rid of Harvey Weinstein and everything that kind of encompasses, then sure, I think it's great. And it's not just...
Do you really think it's great, though? I don't know. I'm torn on this, because what if you have a production? Sometimes certain people just don't fit certain productions. And if you're being forced to have to fill based on to kind of check the box of diversity...
It's not that specific, though. It's not about casting. It's just an overall diversity. And there's no quota. There's no specific number. It's just... It's kind of more of a general term. So... And it applies to casting. To cast and crew. So there are a lot of women who work on crews for Hollywood sets, and they say it's an old boys kind of network still on the crew. So I think it is great for a lot of the behind the scenes opportunities.
But I don't think it's good. From the side of a business owner, I just hate being told that I have to do something and I have to bring in certain people when they're not the best qualified candidates.
You don't have to. I don't think you have to do that. I think that's the...
But the thing is, though, they might be even better. And no one has... They haven't had a chance to even audition for a lot of these types of things because, other people, especially in the crew side, a lot of the crews kind of come as a package deal, and it's a lot of just, white men.
All right, so look up, you can Google this. There's a play, speaking of that movie, in Australia. Some unions are calling for a domestic violence leave policy, and they've used these red billboards from the Three Billboards movie as sort of a stunt. It actually shows you the power of American, is this entertainment, I guess? Yeah, the way we are is what everybody else seems to want to be in many circumstances. So they've posted, Australian trade unions bought three billboards, and they posted them outside the office of the Minister for Women, because over there they're celebrating, as we are, International Women's Month, and it's being marked there by the trade unions that represent a couple of million workers over there, looking for equality with women. Women are being killed. I'm trying to read this, and I can't quite on my screen. Let me see if I can make it bigger. How about this? Hey, Dougie's using his screen. Oh, that's pretty smart. Women are being killed. Paid domestic violence leave can save lives. What does the other billboard say? Why no action, Kelly O'Dwyer? So, and they're driving all around cities in Australia with that. So I think American entertainment and our culture, I guess maybe that's what it is a part of our culture that seems to permeate what goes on in many places in the world. So I thought you'd be interested in that as an anecdotal reference to, I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. We were talking about Frances McDormand, and that movie, I think, will have legs. Now that she's won, there's more info. I'd be interested this weekend to see how that movie sort of comes back up into visibility. It's like what happened when Dunkirk got promoted, got into the list of the movies that have been nominated for a number of Academy Awards. All of a sudden, you saw it in the theaters everywhere again. I think the first time it went through, people didn't really appreciate it. I thought it was a magnificent movie. Well shot. Story was good. And
Harry Styles was in it.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, that made it
better.
What
could be better than that under the circumstance? Other actresses in the news and from the Academy Awards. A lot of people have been talking about Jennifer Garner and her looks and what's going on with her, what do you think she's thinking, all of the speculation. She's been open about her liking Ina Garten. I don't know. You'll have to help me. The Food Network person, does she do other things besides being on the Food Network? What's her claim to fame other than the cooking show?
She's got a ton of cookbooks.
Yeah, she's got a lot of books. She does a lot of stuff like that. She shoots a ton of cookbooks.
She does.
Yeah, she's the Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, she's the most famous on the Food Network, for sure. She started out in the Hamptons. She had a little catering company, and it just kind of went from there, and she films a lot of her cooking show from her house there. Her husband,
she's not
Jeffrey,
a spring chicken.
No, she's not. Her husband, Jeffrey, is sort of like the most envied man in the world because he just eats all the food that she
all
makes.
The good food.
Her food is incredible. Some of my favorite recipes are from her, so she's great.
Jennifer Garner commemorated her birthday with a photo on Instagram from that day. It read, quote, 3 years ago at Einegarten, that's they put up there. I don't know. You know, that's confusing. I don't like that. Why do they feel like they always have to put that into whenever there's a story? You have to put the Twitter handle on it. So what?
Well, you tag. That's because that's what she wrote. She tagged her in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if someone doesn't know that there's a post about them, if you don't tag them. I'm just saying that's how the social media works.
Annoying when you work through all this. So anyway, so she says that she cooked for her on her birthday, and so today on her 70th birthday, if I was able to cook for her, I would be right there doing it because she taught me and the rest of America how. Isn't that nice? I think Garner has got so much class. She really does, and she talks a lot about the meatballs that apparently Garner makes. And her 9-year-old liking it a lot. So
she has her own little, like, cooking demonstration kind of thing.
Jennifer Garner does?
Yeah, it's super cute.
Really?
She was inspired by the Barefoot Contessa, and so she shoots it in her own house in California. And she does, it's called the Pretend Cooking Show. That's what it's called. And it's very cute. And she posts the videos on Facebook, and she makes recipes and stuff. Yeah. She's just adorable. I hope that
she's cute.
Not that having a man is everything, but he is. And her first husband was a loser, too.
She seems to have that maternal, there's a look about her, a feel about her, and when even today when you see pictures of her together with Ben Affleck, you can tell her looking at him that she loves him, she adores him. She has held up very well under the obvious scrutiny that happens in these sorts of circumstances, but you can tell by looking at her that she still is there. And is he a boob because he doesn't know what to do with her?
He's his own worst enemy.
Yeah, he is.
Gwyneth Paltrow said that about him 15 years ago when she was with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what she said?
Oh, yeah. She broke it off because she said he's his own worst enemy. He just can't get out of his own way. Because
he's adorable. He's so cute, and he seems so likable, but it's probably part of the problem.
Yeah, no, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of people who can't get out of their own way, Heather Locklear also in the news, in treatment now for her arrest. You may remember last week she tried to beat up on her husband or her boyfriend or whoever this guy, Chris Heiser is his name.
Yeah, her boyfriend,
She was,
and the three cops, apparently, as they were taking her, I wish we had video of this, as they were taking her into the police car, she was still kicking and punching the cops. She is a mess. She is a hot mess. And this is going to be her, now she's back in rehab, it's her sixth time in rehab.
So is there nobody involved in her family that can intervene? Is there no intervention here at all?
Her daughter's 20 years old. She's apparently been trying to get her back into rehab. She was in rehab a year ago. Richie Sambora.
Okay. She's 56 years old now. Heather Locklear is. And she's just gone. She doesn't. Has she been in any movies or TV shows of late? I can't remember seeing her in anything.
Not lately.
Not lately,
No, nothing that amounts to much. All right, well, hold a good thought for her. Anyway, 44 after the hour, DJV time. Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's names, where you live. You know, we talk about these people all the time. Jennifer Garner, Heather Locklear, people. I was just thinking as you were telling the story about Jennifer Garner, with thinking about how much we know about some of these people. Imagine what people can find out about you. So here's the thing. This is a very affordable program. Call 844-432-4886. Let me give you that number again. 844-432-4882. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special is just for people like you because, as a matter of fact, the focus here for you listening to the DJV program is to use my name, Doug, reputationdefender.com/Doug, to learn more and to get in on the bottom floor of a really good program. So dial either 844-432-4882 or go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Hi, friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are V's, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's talk about McDonald's and the upside-down M. I was watching the news last night here in Dallas, and there was a feature on a story of McDonald's, and somehow or other somebody has flipped the arches around to point out how McDonald's misses the point of this International Women's Month. Is that, am I getting the basic...
There's one restaurant somewhere in California. There's one McDonald's that actually physically flipped the arches, so it makes a
right,
W for women's sake. Yeah. But they've had
it, though, to support women, right?
Yeah.
It's not
a
punishment.
Well, did
they
make the mark, or did they miss the mark, or did they make the mark? I'm trying to see where in California this is.
I think people seem to be supportive of it. I've seen people posting the pictures
trending
with International Women's Month.
Well,
and
haven't they had a lot
day,
of complaints
so.
Against them, McDonald's? Harassment, not harassment, but just...
I have not heard that. I don't. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about McDonald's.
Two in five women working in the fast food industry report experiencing some form of harassment, according to a research project that was done last year.
I think that probably goes along with most industries, though. I don't think that's any worse in the fast food industry than anywhere else.
Yep.
It isn't. Okay. That's what I wanted to find out. 10 before the hour here.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Got 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on the TJV show. Victoria Keelan, with her expertise, having studied what's been going on here conversationally. This is not stuff about how technology works. It's how it impacts you. It's much more valuable. Anyway, you don't know how it works. You don't know how the sausage is made. You just want to be able to enjoy it. So we have a couple of items here of interest, including an out-of-control Alexa to focus on right after this. Important tech news.
The Geek Out.
Recently, I gave a rousing recommendation for the WiseCam. It's a $20 home security camera that's an impossibly good value. The WiseCam comes with all the features you really want, HD, night vision, notifications, and even free cloud storage of the video. Since then, they've released version 2 of the device, improving the camera sensor, audio quality, and motion tracking, and amazingly, the price remains $20. Now, there are limitations, but when you realize you could buy 7 of these for the cost of a single Nest Cam, well, you begin to see the value proposition. You can buy them for $20 directly from wisecam.com, and if you're interested, I've got links to reviews and details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
All right, let's get to this. Apparently, we've got these beings from some other planet that are in boxes and little devices are getting out of control. So we need a gun to shoot them? What are we going to do?
No! Well, it is... Okay, so to explain what you're talking about, the boxes are Alexa, any of the smart assistant devices, whether it's your speakers or the little Alexa Amazon Dot or the Echo Dot, things like that. Anything that has Alexa in it apparently has been having a weird malfunction, and it is creeping people out. People are reporting all over... Yeah. People are reporting all over the internet that they're not prompting Alexa, they're not asking Alexa any questions, but she's just laughing for no reason. And we have audio of it. Yeah. It's creepy.
She's just in the middle of nowhere. She just comes out and laughs.
Just starts laughing for no reason. And so Amazon has actually acknowledged that these reports are true and that they are working on it. They're trying to figure out what's going on with Alexa. And one woman actually said to Alexa, she said, "Alexa, why are you laughing?" And Alexa said, "Sorry, I'm not sure." So Alexa is acknowledging that she's laughing, but it's just very creepy. And, of course, any time a speaker or any type of electronic device just kind of goes haywire and starts acting without you prompting it, it's obviously a little unsettling.
Alexa,
so.
Can you do my homework for me? I can see some 10-year-old kid go, "Hey, Alexa, can you do my homework for me?" And see what Alexa says to that.
She'll just laugh in a creepy way now. She'll just laugh at you. But the funny thing is, Jennifer said that she thinks the laugh sounds like Nancy Pelosi, which it kind of does. It's kind of funny. Very weird and creepy. So if that is happening to your own Alexa, they will fix the bug, and there'll be a software update coming soon.
Or you can shoot it, one or the other.
Or you can
shoot it. An app subscription for cars that's coming along. So what is this going to do for us? What do we need this for?
This is super interesting, and I think that this might actually be something that millennials will really enjoy. This is a new subscription for a brand new car. So instead of leasing a car, which ties you up into a 2 or 3 year, or sometimes longer agreement, or buying a car, which has the down payment and things like that, this is an subscription with Volvo and Cadillac and...
Porsche?
The third one? And Porsche. Yeah. Those three are starting. They're obviously all in different price points, Volvo being the cheapest. So for $600 a month, basically, is what happens. You get access to any car in the fleet, and you can drive it. You get 15,000 miles annually. It includes maintenance and insurance and everything else that you would want. And so they drop the car off for you when you want it. If you want it, you can have it for up to 30 days at a time. And so basically, this is the audience that doesn't really want to own the car, but it is using things like Zipcar. I don't know if you've heard of Zipcar, but Zipcar is a national thing where that's become really convenient, except they always run out of cars. And you can only keep the car for a certain amount of time. So this new program, I think we're going to start seeing, it's called Care by Volvo, and this is going to roll out this month. So we'll see how it takes off. But for $600 a month.
You can renew the car.
You pick any car you want from the fleet for $600 a month.
It looks like something. It looks like a variation on a lease, anyway.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.